Hello there. My name is Mistress Sugar, and I want to tell you about the time I held a blowjob school. A blowjob school? What the hell is that? Well, you see, I had a bit of a resort sort of thing where we did all sorts of workshops, working with heteroflexible people. But once I got married, I decided I'd do workshops on other kinds of things that people might be interested in. So I put the voice out to the wider audience, anyone who was into not safe for work kind of stuff, to see what kind of stuff we could cover in our workshops. And what came back was quite interesting. It turns out many women were not so confident about their skills in fellatio. You know, they could be hoovering on a guy's dick for a long time and not getting any result. Well, perhaps I'm a bit full of myself, but I did consider myself rather talented in this area of life. Well, my husband, you know, we have a good time doing this, quite a lot. And I thought, well, why don't I just impart my knowledge onto these women. I put the word out there, and I was surprised when I got back quite a few applications for this course. And, well, there was a little thing in there which I thought might put people off, but turns out it didn't. And so I started this course with, you know, 7 or 8 of these girls, various ages, all keen to learn the intricate art of oral sex. And it was in those first few moments one of my students did pipe up. Mistress Sugar, I know we're going to learn how to give head according to your techniques, but I'm interested to see how you got to this point. Do you remember your first blowjob? Well, thank you for asking me that, Charlie. I do actually remember, and I remember it extremely well. Do you want to hear a story? Yes. The more we sort of get to know you, the better this experience will be. How right you are. Well, I was a lot younger than I am now. And oh God. Oh, Mistress, you appear to be getting upset. I'll always get upset when I think about my first, 'cause he's no longer with us, and I never got to tell him how special he was to me. But he was a little bit older than me, and he was a lot more sexually experienced than I am. And I used to go and stay at his house, because I was friends with one of his housemates. And I used to sleep in like a little spare bedroom that was in the house, and when things started going on between me and this guy, I was scared because I hadn't done anything sexual before, and there he was in a bathrobe, and it was dark, and there was this moonlight was streaming through the window, and it was just illuminating his body the slightest bit. It was quite eerie. I realised how sparsely haired his body was, but I have this most vivid memory of having him say, "Suck my cock." And I had my hand on his cock, and I thought, I actually said to him, "But what if I don't know what I'm doing?" And it's responsible as well. If you don't know what you're doing, I'll most certainly teach you. And I thought, okay. So he had this nice thick cock, and I remember the satin feel of the skin, and yeah, the lack of hair he had, and it was veiny, really quite veiny, and it was like this instinct just kicked in. It was like I knew what I was doing. And he cannot have lasted any more than 3 minutes. And he stopped me and took himself out of my mouth and said, I don't want to startle you with my splat moment. He always called it the splat moment, because more often than not, it did go splat. But he didn't want me to, basically he didn't want to come in my mouth, because he thought that might frighten me. He ended up doing it all over my tits instead. But I was pleased, because look, I had the end result, and I've been very successful ever since at giving head. So I'm going to teach you girls how I do it, and what I do it, and how I do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Ooh, that coffee's not kicked in yet. Oh well, you see there, I did get very emotional talking about Jack. Jack was my very first lover. And yes, he was gone to time now, but he taught me so much about sex, and he's kind of responsible for where I am today. But yes, I had these girls, and I started to explain how I give head. The first thing I kind of do is, you don't just jump straight to the cock, right? You've got a man's whole body to play with, but you've got to work out what works for the man. Some men like to have their nipples toyed with, like pinching and licking and sucking, and for some men this does absolutely nothing. He's got a body that you can run your fingers over in such a gentle serpentine fashion. It's almost a ticklish sensation, and you want to knead those thighs, you know. And while you're doing that, you can see his cock stirring with anticipation, right? And a passionate kiss is never goes amiss in this situation either. You know, the type of kiss where you've got a lot of tongue involved, and oh, I can just imagine it now, those lips pressed together and these tongues are just interacting with one another in a slow, languid fashion. It's really quite delicious. But you can do all that precursor stuff, right? Now, when I give head, I like to have a relatively firm grasp of the man's cock. And, well, actually, instead of me just talking about it, how about we do the thing that was mentioned in the, when you were told about the course, we mentioned something in particular. I actually thought it would put you guys off, so are you ready to meet them? Yes. It was at that moment I sort of brought in 7 guys. Well, the guys, well, basically you didn't see the 7 guys, but you had this glory hole set up in my house. And there were these 7 cocks just poking through these holes. Oh, actually there was 8, because there was one in front of me. But I wasn't going to demonstrate my technique just yet. I wanted to see how the girls were going to go first. So here they were, presented with these penises. It was most amusing. And they were in various states of, you know, erection. But the more I talked about it, the more stiff they grew. Now, I know you girls don't have the luxury of having to touch the man's body, but I think your men are well and truly ready for this sensation of mine. So I always take a firm grasp of the cock with my right hand. Depends on which handed you are. If you're left hand, you might prefer your left hand. Whatever suits you, right? You've got to be able to hold this thing relatively steady. And you might just apply the soft massaging touch to the cock, to the shaft. And what I find might work best is if you use a little bit of lube. Now, some men prefer dry masturbation, but lube works better in this situation, I think, because it's getting them prepared for what's to come. And you will notice that the lube we got is flavoured, so it's not going to taste so awful when you do the actual deed. I see you doing it, girls. Oh, girls, come on. Don't be afraid. Oh, that's the sound I want to hear. Oh, that's brilliant. It's the sound of the lube. Oh, come on. I heard that. Actually, this is enticing me to do this thing with my own man. Oh, gotta be careful there. Yes, we all. Let's masturbate those cocks, shall we? Just slowly, not too fast. Slowly. You make sure you hold on to the base of that penis. Use a slow movement, like a corkscrew. Very slow. You're going to make sure he's rock hard for you. Oh, look at that. Fancy there. I have 8 erections in my room at the moment. The boys are getting rather turned on by this rather mysterious scenario, aren't you? Yes. What's that? I rather like teasing my man. Anyhow. You see that hand that you're masturbating with serves a purpose as well because it's wet. You don't necessarily have to go as far as deep throating. Now I know that's the cool thing to do. It's the thing that everybody thinks that they should do. But hey, some of us have a gag reflex. I'm one of them. And I suppose if you do it this way, well, in my experience, the men don't notice the difference anyhow. Plus, a hand's a lot more agile, a lot more flexible. Hey, girls, you might want to start getting your tongue and. Oh, just a little bit. Just a little lick flick on the top of his head. You see that where the very top of the penis is called the glands, right? Where it meets the shaft is a little place called the frenulum. Pay a certain attention to that spot. It can be very sensitive, but it can be a very good feeling as well. Just little licks and maybe pinch your lips just a little bit over the head of his cock. And then maybe without warning, well, I kind of blew it then, I gave you the warning, you would then slip that cock straight into your mouth. Ooh, the head of that cock is swollen and delicious. And what I want you to do is to do the section where it's a little bit of suction and a bit of tongue. So move your mouth around his cock, top of his cock. Yeah. Don't do that bopping head up and down thing because that doesn't do anything. What you got to do is maintain a bit of suction on his cock. Use that tongue to sort of, a bit like a hula hoop around the head of his dick. And you flicker that tongue just a bit. But whilst you're doing that, don't forget what your hand is supposed to be doing. Yes, give that cock a nice firm stroke while you're doing that. I see what you girls are doing. You're picking this up really good, actually. You know to place that cock near your cheeks and almost massage it. That's delicious. And oh, look at all that sloppy saliva. Yes. Cock tastes good, doesn't it? Little cock worshippers you are. Good girls. So while you're doing this, you may not just have to pay attention to his cock. He's actually got these things called testicles as well. So stop stroking his cock and let's fondle those balls, shall we? Oh, the cocks are twitching. You know, you might want to pop one of them in your mouth. See, some of you aren't afraid to do that. You don't necessarily have to suck on his balls. You can just touch them, but you know, for some men, anal stimulation is a very pleasant experience, even outside the situation of a blowjob. We're not going to go there just yet, but if your man is open to the idea, I do suggest inserting a dildo into his ass when you're giving him a blowjob. You'd be amazed at how amazing it is for him. And it's certainly a learning curve for yourself. But that's like mastery type of stuff, right? Good girls. Good girls. I rather like what I see here. Good girls. Now this next part is going to be slightly tricky because you can't actually see your guy. Eyesight is very important when giving head. You would have media dictate that your eyes would be shut at the time you're doing it, so you can't actually see what you're doing, but for me that's not what should be happening. Yes, have your eyes closed for some of the time, because that allows you to get right to the groove of it without being too distracted. But you might want to casually glance downwards and see what his testicles are doing, because his testicles will do different things depending on how close he is to orgasm. So you kind of check what's going on down there. It's sort of a warning that cum is imminent. But you also need to look up at him. You're worshipping this cock. See that cock you're sucking? You're worshipping this cock. You're on your knees giving your prayers to this cock, right? You need to show your man that he is the idol you're worshipping. And there's no better way to do that than to look right at him when you're giving him head. He may not notice you're looking at him, but if he does, I would be really careful. That's ejaculation material right there and then, because it's that insane feedback loop between yourself and him. Yes, it is me who's sucking your cock, no one else. And then you might just close your eyes again. And then you might just glance down and notice, oh look, his balls are retracting just a bit. They're getting ready to squirt. Now I don't know if you girls are how comfortable you are with what the end result will be. There is no right or wrong answer for what we do with the resulting cum. So you've been licking, you've been sucking, and you know something's about to happen because it's been tasting a bit salty for a while. Thank you, pre-cum. And well, we're not all going to do it at the same time, obviously, but even when he's coming, you could work out with your body what to do. Because if you're a mouth person, you can continue to do what you do, but you've got to be careful not to overstimulate it. Now, if you swallow, good. It can get a bit messy sometimes. It can be a bit difficult sometimes. It can make you choke sometimes. Spitting is really not on. If you don't want him to come in your mouth, he can always give you a facial. That's my preferred way of ending. So for that, you would just stop doing things with your tongue and mouth, let your hand take over, and you basically would just jerk him off. Well, I haven't been giving my guy a blowjob while I've been doing this, obviously because I've been the one talking, but I can certainly finish him off. Ooh. Yeah, that's beat that cock. Let's jerk the guys off. If you're the ones that want the facial, come on. And you know how in porno films the girls always are sort of just sitting there with their mouths open, kind of with the tongue out. It's actually quite a hot thing when I think about it. Oh yes, come all over my face. Oh yes. I love your cock. Need your cock. Your cock's delicious. Your cum's delicious. Oh, that was good. Oh, yes. Well, there I had it. I didn't give my husband a blowjob, but I gave him a hand job, which was just as effective. He got the blowjob later. But I watched on as the girls applied the skills that I had taught them. And over the course of the next, well, it was about 5 to 7 minutes, all the guys ejaculated. Some girls swallowed. Some took facials. I was very chuffed to see that. I was so pleased nobody did that awful thing called spitting. The spitting, I wouldn't think it was very ladylike to spit. But you know what? Those girls came back for the next few weeks and we continued to combine masturbation with the mouth and deliver this orgasmic experience for our boys. Cock worshippers is what we are.